Boss, you look rather enraged. I take it you saw the reports on what Meteora did to your giant robot off the coast of Jamaica? yeah, I prefer that desk upside down too. Much better, Feng Shui. So, yeah, that wasn't ideal. That she effortlessly battered the thing to pieces, like dropping a Lego build on a hardwood floor. And now there's $1 billion worth of spare parts at the bottom of the Caribbean, but come on, Chief. You got more money where that came from, right? You're not exactly waiting until next payday for your killbot checks to clear. Relax, boss. Breathe. Supervillainy is a marathon, not a sprint. We've still got plenty of other irons in the fire. Come here, and sit down in your chair. Let me rub your shoulders and get in your ear. So tense. But come on, look at the big picture here. One little setback isn't the end of the world. The wheels of progress grind on. Oh yeah, our volcano lair is coming along nicely. The contractors just finished making it ADA compliant last weekend. In case that bald dude from Westchester, I think, pulls up. But beyond that, it's just the right thing to do. I mean, we're evil, but not evil, you know? Yeah, we've still got to pick out the color for the walls. I'm between eggshell white and cream. We'll swing by Home Depot this afternoon and look at some paint swatches. I put it on your calendar. Let's see. What else? Oh, recruitment for your personal death squad is going swimmingly. We had some posters made, snuck some subliminal advertising into video games, that sort of thing. Turns out, there are tons of deranged individuals who want to be soldiers of fortune for a shady corporation. Yeah, it helps to tell potential recruits that they're going to go up against Meteora. You and I both know they won't even slow her down, but when you tell those guys a busty, blonde, extraterrestrial built like a brick shithouse is gonna get hands-on with them up close and personal, knock them around like so many bowling pins, maybe even step on them a little, you should see their eyes light up, falling all over each other, just a sign on the dotted line. Oh, and there's the big one. I can't believe I almost forgot to tell you. The guys and gals in R&D may have just discovered another one of her weaknesses. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. So, she's from outer space, right? Got that fucked up biology? The science nerds have been testing out all sorts of earthly substances on her DNA sample, and one in particular seems to cause what they're telling me is an extreme allergic reaction. You'll never guess which. Nope. Roses. Common fucking flowers. You should see the simulations. They're hilarious. It's like Martian poison oak or something. She's too busy breaking out in space hives and itching her icky alien anatomy to defend herself. And the best part? We don't think she even knows about it yet. All we gotta do is send a secret admirer her way with a big bouquet and she's toast. Catch her on Valentine's Day, and she is donezo. See? Things are looking up. Glass half full type shit. So stop being grumpy. Plus, you've got me here. And I assume we'll be doing our little post-defeat ritual where I lick her wounds. Among other things. You know, I'm always ready to go, even at a moment's notice. I included that in my resume. I'll just lose the glasses and let down my hair and... Ooh, glasses on, hair up, huh? Somebody's feeling some type of way. Your wish is my command, sir. We'll keep things strictly professional while I'm blowing you. I can't exactly disappear under the desk since that's tipped over on the floor now, so... Guess I'll just hit my knees right here. We don't need a team of PhDs to figure out your weakness. It's this little, wet mouth. Just lean back, think dirty thoughts about her downfall, and let me suck you into a better state of mind. You do your best thinking with your dick in my mouth, don't you? I'll go slow, give you plenty of time to mastermind some new plots. Let me get these balls wet, too. Just gonna put my tongue up against the base of this cock and drag it all the way to the tip. If you want to bounce some ingenious schemes off of me, let me know. I can talk with my mouth full. Just keep thinking happy thoughts until you come. That big alien bitch crumpled in a heap at your feet. You taking your rightful place as leader of the free world. How perfectly those eggshell white walls are gonna accent the drapes in the volcano lair. Yes, I may have a preference. I'm not against cream, per se. I'm gonna slurp all yours out of this stick, for example. You're just about there, huh? What are we feeling like today? Swallow the load or ruin my makeup with it? Ooh, ladies' choice, huh? You are too good to me, boss. Let me deep throat you and ponder that for a second. I think I'll take the facial, if you'd be so kind. It's rare to leave the specs on when I suck you off. Might as well get some cum on my lenses and spice things up a little. Plus, this might help with choosing the paint. You can hold the swatches up on my face and compare. Here we go. No. Allow me. What kind of assistant would I be if I made you jerk your own dick? Perish the thought. I've got hands. Let her rip, Chief. My secret identity is just me covered in your cum. Stripe me up until you can't recognize me anymore. Aim for my tongue, but make sure there is plenty of collateral damage all over this pretty little face. Fuck, that was a good one. I think you blow bigger loads when you're angry. Feels like wall-to-wall coverage, glasses and all. Swirl your fingers through that mess and feed me. Thank you, sir. I live to serve. You feel better already, huh? Did you get it all out of your system, or are you up for a rematch? Just say the word, and I'm in your lap, sinking right down on that dick. I'll let you squeeze these titties like stress balls. Right away, boss. I don't even think you're mad anymore. You just want to fuck. I'll let you pretend, though. Let me just hike the skirt up. Yeah, no bra, no panties. I took the liberty of ditching my underwear when the battle with our robot looked to be trending the wrong way. I had a feeling I'd soon become a punching bag for that stiff cock. Here, I'll just face away from you and wiggle around in your lap a little bit until you're fully hard again. Want to rip my blouse open and get your hands on the girls? Fuck, just like that. I love being your yes woman. It's my favorite word to moan while you're fucking the shit out of me. Oh, that could be my villainous code name. Yes woman. After you bust a second time, do you want to give me superpowers and some fucked up dehumanizing experiment? Knowing you, you've definitely got some toxic sludge or ancient amulet or something lying around, right? Ooh, options. How exciting. Hurry up and dig me down then, so I can see all the top secret stuff. Fuck yeah. All the way to the hilt. You fill this pussy up nice, sir. I actually put that in your performance review when you asked us to meet our supervisors. Those comments were supposed to be anonymous, but I'm pretty sure you know who said that. Oh shit, yes. Knead my tits and bounce me in your lap. Send me into orbit with your fat fucking rocket so I can fight that intergalactic slut myself. Imagine the two of us in some cosmic catfight after you bower me up. Scratching, biting, hair pulling. How fucking hard would you beat your dick to that? Be honest. God damn. Oh, I can't wait until I go toe-to-toe with her. More like fucking camel toe to camel toe, maybe. I'll scissor that skank into submission. Shred her ugly costume up so you can get a little eye candy while I make her moan my name and tap out. Christ, I'm so fucking wet. You're picturing it too, aren't you? Beat this pussy up just like I'm gonna lay the smackdown on her goody-goody ass. Fuck me until I'm black and blue. You know, I want the costume in those colors. Yes, 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 yes. God damn it! Now, what the fuck did she do this time? Good fucking lord. I'm getting an alert that she blew through the safe house in Brazil. Nothing left. Oh, shh, it's okay. I know. Worry about that in a few minutes. Don't let her spoil our fun. Take all your frustration out on that tight cunt. That's what I'm here for. God damn, you really liked Brazil, huh? You always were a big carnival guy. yes, we can rebuild, boss. One thing at a time. Finish putting my little ass to sleep with that thick fucking cock. Then I'll drop some blueprints. yes. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. I apologize for the way I'm about to squirt all over your expensive Italian slugs. You have to stop fucking me through your fly. The dry cleaning bill is getting outrageous. Oh, good point. Who fucking cares? You're rich. Oh, yes. Smash this pussy until I soak you, Chief. You know you fucking love it. You're gonna come too, aren't you? You deserve it, so let me fucking have it. Wreck this pretty little pussy. Stretch my nipples until I squeal and blast ropes into that little loyal cunt. yes. I'm gonna milk out every drop of that fat load until you feel like yourself again. Oh, fuck yes, 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 I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh my god, perfect. I love the way you found me like a little piece of meat. Who needs anger management when you can just tee off between my thighs? You fucked me like 500 times, and it just gets better and better, doesn't it? You're the best boss a girl could ask for. hold me. Trail those little kisses up and down my neck until I can't stop shivering. We've got a schedule to keep, but I can block out a few minutes for aftercare. More people should get to see this side of you. Ooh, that's a good idea, actually. We could leak a sex tape. You know, humanize you a little bit. When Meteora sees you spooning me, I'm sure she'll start to realize that you're not such a bad guy after all. And then, right when she lets her guard down, whoosh, flamethrower. classic bait and switch. Lure them in with the porno, then hit them with the pyro. Alright, we really should get going, though. No, it's fine. I've got extra outfits in my office just for this purpose.